I can forgive you, Sam. But my forgiveness doesn't matter now, says Jackson. What do you mean? You know exactly what I mean. You sat in all those Bible classes with me. You know what comes next. You mean because of this? Asks Sam, holding up his right hand. Yes, I mean that, says Jackson, pointing to the mark on the back of Sam's hand. Sam doesn't say anything. It's over, Sam, and you know that. I can't help you now, and you can't help yourself. Nothing can save you from hell. I don't want to be burned forever. I can't endure it, cries Sam as tears fill his eyes. He grabs a rock and begins cutting the skin off the back of his right hand. Stop it, Sam. It's no use. Cutting it off won't change anything. Sam ignores him and continues cutting off the skin on his right hand. I can't watch this, Jackson says to Anna and Morgan. Let's get away from here. They walk past thousands of people, most of whom have Salaam's mark on their right hands or on their foreheads. This is going to get really ugly when the separation starts, says Anna. This isn't how I imagined us starting our lives together. Me either, says Jackson. There are so many of them. So many who will be condemned. In a way, this is worse for them than if they died. They have a few days to think about what they've done, to experience the remorse before they're judged. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. It must be horrible. It's only going to get worse for them, says Jackson. Hell will be worse than being here, and the lake of fire will be worse than hell. Jesus did everything possible to provide them with a way out. They rejected him. But I hear you. It could just as easily have been us standing here, with marks on our right hands. I can't begin to imagine what they're feeling right now.